Not long ago, I'm driving across town when I miss a turn. So I decide to make a U-turn at the next light. I pull into the turning lane only to see a sign saying, "No U-turn." So I quickly look about to see if a cop is nearby. Not seeing one, I decide to make that forbidden U-turn. So when the light turns green, I start the turn, only to chicken out and follow the rule, making a simple left turn instead. I then find my way back to the main road, turn right, and drive back to the street I first wanted to turn on. In today's reading from Mark's Gospel, Jesus seems to be a rule breaker, someone living outside the lines. People object that he and his disciples don't wash their hands before they eat. They object for a purely religious reason. But Jesus transforms their objection into a moment to teach about real religion, true religion. Jesus basically says that although what we do on the outside might be important, it needs to flow from what's inside of us. It ought to express what's in our hearts. In other words, real religion, pure, true religion, is an inside-out religion. In today's second reading, the Apostle James wants Christians to possess a pure, true religion. He tells us that when we allow the Word of God to take root in our lives, that same Word stands to change you and me. True religion leads us to care for the people who most need our help. For those early Christians, it meant caring for the orphans and the widows in their need. That's an inside-out religion. Jesus calls us to practice an inside-out religion, a religion rooted in the most important rule of all. Now, later in Mark's Gospel, Jesus tells us that the greatest commandment is to love God with all of one's heart, soul, and mind, then tells us, love your neighbor as yourself. Let's keep in mind that God is love. And thus, God's message for you and me is to learn how to be a person who loves, a person who seeks what is good for the other person simply for that other person's sake. When you love, God's love changes that other person. When you love, God's love changes you. When you love is when you become most like God. Oh, teenagers, here's what this can mean for you. There's little wonder that Jesus, who is the most complete expression of God's love, wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to transform your life with the love of God. Love is the basis, the foundation, the heart of every command and rule he gives you. And so, to be in a relationship with Jesus, and that's what he wants of you, is to love God with heart, soul, and mind, and to love your neighbor. Now, I grew up playing baseball. I was a catcher. And I never had a coach who told us, just go out onto the field to do whatever you want and to ignore the rules. Instead, coaches teach us the right way to throw the ball, to hit the ball, and to run the bases. Coaches make sure that we know the rules and that we follow the rules. Playing by the rules makes the game fun and enjoyable. Without the rules, it wouldn't be baseball. It would be chaos. The rules help us to play the game well. Jesus wants to have a relationship with you. His most important rule, the greatest commandment, is to love with all you can bring to it. Our parish mission statement puts it in these words. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, we follow Jesus by making disciples, serving others, and changing the world. And so I ask you to do one simple thing this week, to take one simple step to make that mission come alive. Think of one person who needs to know they're loved. Pray that God's love will transform that person. Then write him or her a short note, 4 or 5 sentences max. And here are a few suggestions. Compliment him or her about something. State you miss seeing him or her around. Tell that person of your love. Let that person know you're praying for him or her. And I ask you to take this simple step. And to help you with it, you'll find some note cards we put out at the church doors. As you leave, take one as our gift to you. Add your words, then send it as your gift to that person. And you'll also find that the envelopes already have a postage stamp. Allow your religion to be an inside-out religion. You'll find that God's love will begin to change that person. And you'll find that God's love will change your life too.